From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed today, beginning to an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Chile's president, Michelle Bachelet, spoke as she got off the plane to attend the signing.
Estar acá en Colombia.
She said she was honored to be in Colombia for such a historic moment for Colombians. She said this is a huge opportunity for Colombia to live in peace and quiet with inclusive development. 16 heads of state and 24 foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to attend the signing ceremony. The Attorney General of the Mexican state of Michoacán says a priest was found shot dead Sunday, becoming the third cleric to be kidnapped and killed in the country within a week. Authorities said the priest, who had been missing since late last Monday, was found dead on a highway. Autopsy results indicated the priest was likely killed 5 days before his body was found. While there has been no claim of responsibility and no motive has been given for the killings, some priests in Mexico over the years have denounced drug gangs and their violence. Reports say at least 31 priests have been murdered after a decade of drug violence in the country. U.S. and South Korea conducting naval exercises today as the potential for regional conflict is growing over North Korea's nuclear threat. Last week, the U.S. deployed 2 bombers and flew the nuclear-capable aircraft near the inter-Korean border. This is VOA News. UN Security